following the breath. In Zen, we follow the breath. The breath leads us. The posture becomes relatively still in Zazen, but the breath, of course, moves. This may seem to be a conflict in the beginning, but actually the stillness in Zazen is not separate from motion. One of Matsuoka Roshi's frequent references from Japanese, Mokurai, captures this non-dual meaning. It has several meanings. Silence is thunder, stillness in motion, or motion in stillness, the resolution of opposites. So our sitting becomes still, our breath becomes still, but this stillness is not separate from motion. The stillness is in the motion is in the stillness. This is a great secret of Zen. Once we are established in the posture, the breathing slows down as the body becomes still. This stillness is dynamic, like a lion ready to pounce. The body is in a state of equilibrium or equipoise, with effort distributed equally throughout. The breath feeds the energy needed to sustain the effort to all parts of the body. In Japanese, the in-breath and out-breath are called kyuki and koki, and are considered cleansing. That is, each in-breath fills the body with new energy. Each out-breath exhales impurities, cleansing the body. The breath is like the horse that the cowboy rides on a long cattle drive. Every day, the cowboy has to get back in the saddle and ride all day, no matter how he feels. Saddle sores and all, he has to ride every day in order to get to the end of the drive. The horse at first may resist, even struggle against the cowboy. But after a while, the horse and rider are moving as with one mind. Likewise, the breath is our friend. We can ride it through the toughest of times, through the periods of pain and resistance. Eventually, the breath and the posture will become unified, though in the beginning they may seem at odds. It is as if we are a frog sitting on a lily pad, upright and still. Like the frog, we seem to breathe through the pores of the skin by osmosis. The whole body pulsates slightly with the breath. The energy from breathing permeates the whole body. When we have been sitting very still for some time, we can feel the pulse of the bloodstream throughout the body, following with each breath. Each breath delivers oxygen to the lungs. Each heartbeat delivers oxygen to the muscles. The breath is like a bellows, fanning a fire in a furnace. The fire is in the pit of the stomach, and the tanden, a spot a couple of inches below and behind the navel, in the center of the pelvis, just behind the hands, resting against the lower abdomen. Here is a vital source of energy called qi in Japanese, qi in Chinese. The breath seems to touch bottom at this point, deep in the pit of the stomach. The fire, the energy that emanates from this point, develops stomach power, or hara in Japanese. The energy spreads from the stomach throughout the body, consuming all resistance in its path, like a firestorm. The lower body becomes hot, as if we are sitting in a sea of hot water, from the belly button down. The upper body remains cool. Strength enters the lower abdomen and is pulled up the spine to the upper body by stretching the neck, pulling back on the chin. If strength enters the upper abdomen, arch the lower back and try again, until strength enters only the lower abdomen. With each breath, this effort becomes more dynamic, more complete. In Zen, we follow the breath. We are not actually doing the breathing. The body does the breathing. The breath is breathing us, we might say. Observing the breath without interfering, we watch it take its natural course. We follow the breath rather than controlling it. And we never breathe the same breath twice. How could we control it? Just as the Zazen posture should be more like stretching than relaxing or flexing muscles, the breath should be more like a sigh than a belabored effort. Eventually, the breath will take care of itself, like a gate blowing in the breeze, first this way and then that way. In this way, the body posture and the breath will come together in a unified way. This is the real Zazen. In Zazen, we come to different turning points in our practice. An early and important such turning point is when we first experience the unification of posture, breath, and eventually attention into one undivided effort. This effort has no particular aim, no particular object. It is just making total effort. In the beginning, we are quite naturally confused about what we are doing when we do Zazen. We don't know what to expect, or why we should spend this kind of time and effort on something that is not predictable. We have read and heard about the experience of others, which gives us some idea and some confidence. But when we don't experience the serenity or calmness we have read about, we begin to have doubts in our own ability or understanding. We often feel physical discomfort, mental confusion, and emotional distress. This is accompanied by changes in the breath. When we are anxious, the breath responds. It may be regarded as a barometer of our emotional state. If we pay close attention to the breath, we can detect these subtle changes as they are coming about. In Zen, we are admonished to watch the anger arise, so that we are not suddenly enraged, caught up by circumstance. Similarly, we can see various emotions coming to the fore, like bubbles rising to the surface of a pond. If we simply observe these emotions as if they are not our own, we can begin to see where they are coming from. And if we do not forget or ignore the breath, we can breathe with them, or perhaps breathe into them. Breathing calmly and deeply, no matter how we feel, calms the nervous system, allowing us to feel anything without fear, even fear itself. Bravery is not the absence of fear, but the ability to feel fear and still act. The breath has a calming effect on the mind. When we have stress or confusion in sitting, it is good to hold the breath for a few moments, at the top or at the bottom, when the lungs are empty or when they are full. The Zen breath helps to dissipate our natural resistance to the stresses of meditation, as well as those of daily life. Please relax your legs, take a deep breath, and join us for the next meditation session on paying attention.